Just to keep you up to date with little Jamila, as you know, she was very quiet for her first week, but then she played a bit in the sand tray and she hid the family figures in the sand and then put dinosaurs on top of them. She also did some drawing work with Ellie, but she drew big angry figures all in brown and or red. As you all know, we're not qualified to really help someone who has gone through all the trauma she has, and the language barrier is a big issue at the moment. The family came here because they have two daughters and a son, but they want their daughters to have an education. The father was a teacher and feels strongly about this, but we still have some challenges with them. The father speaks some English, but the mother doesn't, and we are aware that even if he is doing his best for his children, he still believes in headscarves and wants us to observe some religious aspects. Ellie and I have tried to talk to him about the fact that his wife can go to a male doctor and that the full head covering is not appropriate here. We sense that he's struggling with the cultural differences and might be regretting his choices. For the moment, the children are being nice to Jamila, but her behaviour is a bit unsettling for them. We are worried that they will start teasing her because she doesn't speak or because she smells different to them. She doesn't smell bad. The parents are keeping her clean and her clothes and hair are washed, but she smells of spices. It is difficult for us to help the family more because we don't know their background or what is going on at home just now. We have been in touch with their social worker and explained that Jamila and the family need more help. We spoke to Jamila's father and explained that we thought that she could have some trauma therapy and that perhaps the whole family should have some. We also put him in touch with an association that meets once a week for coffee and once a month for a traditional meal. It is run by some Afghan refugees and seems to be very helpful for them. We also suggested that he and his wife have French lessons, but he says she is too busy with the other children.